The prospects for expanded gambling in Massachusetts appear to be diminishing. With 5 days left in this year's legislative session, there is no final bill yet. Despite two high-level meetings yesterday, House and Senate leaders report no progress. WBUR's Steve Brown has been following gambling developments on Beacon Hill, and he joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, it appears that House Speaker Robert DeLeo refuses to give up on slot machines at state racetracks in Massachusetts. Senate President Murray, Governor Patrick say they're opposed to that. Why can't we reach a compromise here?
Well, in part, both sides have been adamant in their positions. They've been very public about those positions. Speaker DeLeo has said from the very beginning that this is a jobs bill. He said that putting the slots in the racetracks would put people back to work right away. Now, since two of the racetracks are in DeLeo's district, it's very personal for him, and he's doing what any state legislator would do, and that's bringing something back to his district. For him to back away from the slots at this time would be construed as a huge defeat. Over on the Senate side, there's not a big appetite for the slots. Most Senate districts would not directly benefit from the slot machines, and Senate President Murray contends that the votes just aren't there for the so-called racinos.
So how important, then, is this casino issue for State House leaders? They're saying that it's a big economic issue for the entire state.
It's important, again, because of the jobs the casinos would create, and in this sagging economy, there's a huge cry for the jobs. The Speaker, the Senate President, and the Governor all point to jobs as their reason for supporting this. You barely hear the mention of licensing fees or the state's cut from the casino take. They just mention the jobs. If this bill goes off the rails this week, there will be the perception that the legislature frittered away the session and have no new jobs to show for it. And that's a perception that lawmakers running for re-election this fall would rather not have the voters have.
Understandably. We've got high-level meetings yesterday, talks going on all the time, legislative session ending this week. The deadline Saturday?
The deadline is Saturday. If they're close Saturday, they could suspend the rules and extend debate beyond the midnight deadline. They run into some risks there of being perceived of going beyond the rules. But these are just legislative rules. It's not part of the Constitution. They don't have to finish. They could go a few hours, few days longer if they're close. The negotiations remain testy, though. Both sides aren't giving up yet. The Speaker DeLeo said that they are still talking.
Because we are talking, I think that's a good sign that we're trying to work towards a compromise. What I definitively state, yes, we're going to have a bill by the end of the week. No, I probably couldn't say that, but I think we're giving it our best shot.
Well, best shot. Not not entirely optimistic. Right, Steve?
That's right. And casino opponents, this is the impasse that they're hoping for. Both the opponents saw both branches overwhelmingly support legalization of casinos earlier this spring. But just last week, they urged the lawmakers to declare a compromise unreachable and then to move on to other matters.
Now, gambling's been the focus. How is this affecting the other business that lawmakers need to wrap up this week?
It's casting a shadow on everything up there. The casino bill is taking most of the attention away from all the other major bills that still need final action. And that's not sitting well with many, including Governor Patrick. Quarry reform, economic development, health care, those all appeared to remain in a holding pattern until the casino bill is resolved. As a matter of fact, in a Cape Cod Times interview this past weekend, Senate President Murray accused the House of deliberately holding off action on those things because of the casino impasse.
All right, WBUR reporter Steve Brown, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.